The pricing that you have from that we talked about when we last met, that pricing is based on our retail campaign. We do have retail pricing. That's one person buying training for themselves, and they're going to pay about $600 a year for that, which in the grand scheme of things for a person looking for individual professional development, that's a very, very good deal. At the same time, we also have corporate programs available where the price is significantly lower because the corporation is actually paying for its employees to take advantage of our training. And that number depends on the size and the scope of that employee base. A few factors that play into that is whether we're creating a private label for that employer that they can use and call, for example, AT&T Academy. If we're creating a platform that requires us to customize programming from our large library of courses, that's another factor into that. But the bigger factor is the number of people that are that they're going to be paying for every month. That's the biggest one. And I think that's one of the advantages of us being in the space that we're in right now. We have the best of both worlds, Dean. We're large enough to turn down deals and yet large enough to do any deal we want to do.
Okay. So for somebody like us that's got oars in both of these camps, and I mean, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but we are even starting to play in the religious environment totally by happenstance as a result of the stories that you told me about church, you know, parishioners using, you know, these sorts of tools as well. I was impressed, but we had a meeting with the Catholic Church, diocese for all of Texas last week, and I asked about the possibility of, you know, would these sorts of programs be of benefit to the church and to their populace and to their parishioners? And I was pleasantly surprised by the answer. The answer was yes, providing, you know, it could be afforded by the parishioners, and the church could promote it through, they have all kinds of, you know, adult education and all kinds of things that they do as the church to help promote, educate, wellness programs, and all the other sort of stuff. But all that being said, so now that we've, you know, they want to talk to us about this as well, which is a good thing, but my audience continues to potentially expand. The problem that I have that you're going to want from me is you're going to say, okay, Dean, how many lives are you going to generate, you know, per month is going to drive your price, and I'm going to be a very big, giant, moving target with a lot of upside. So how do we structure that from a pricing perspective? What are your thoughts and ideas on that?
If I understand your objective correctly, you would be an authorized reseller of our programs. Is that what you're most interested in doing?
Yes.
And in that framework, we would not be speaking directly to the clients that you're communicating with. You would have the desire for the client to take a deal from start to finish. Is that accurate?
Yes. The only exception to that statement would be is that I would respectively reserve the right to, on really, really big deals, I may ask you to come and have a meeting with us every now and again.
Okay.
Or somebody from your organization that, you know, that you would feel comfortable with.
Absolutely. So for example, in those scenarios, everything hinges on who's being paid. Meaning, if company A is paying your company, and then you're in turn seeking to pay us a percentage of what that company has paid you, then that is an agreement between you and us, right?
Yes, and that's the case that that's the exact environment and structure that we have with all and anyone that we do business with.
And of course I get that. And then of course the only other scenario is from a referral perspective, just to bring it up to you. A referral perspective says, hey, these are clients of mine. They want services from us. They've got a lot of complex needs that may go beyond my scope of understanding of Success Training Institute's ability to provide those same needs. Could you guys come in and communicate with them and you work out a deal, because they're going to have to interact with you quite a bit in this whole software development API process, whatever that might be. What you may discover is, depending on the size of the client, that situation may happen more often than not. Now, it's all up to you, whatever you desire.
I think that you're right. That can still happen to us too, because we still have clients that we're talking to that they will potentially private label their own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like AT&T is still saying, okay, well, we're still working out what it's going to cost for AT&T to private label potentially everything that they want to private label from us. So, well, ideally, we would have a single HXR platform that would have all of the products, programs, and benefits, including a link to the LMS platform, soft skills training. We may also have clients that say, you know, Dean, we don't want your private labeled one. We want to private label it ourselves. And so, therefore, they're going to want to, for all intents and purposes, either reskin ours or go to the extent of reskinning all the different relationships that we have put into our environment and reskinning those individually.
Got it. So what you would prefer in a perfect world, would you prefer a scenario where you had a private labeled portal that, in the instances where those companies wanted to use the HXR program powered by Simply Success or whatever that looks like, in a perfect world, would that be most advantageous to you, because you'd have a price that you're paying us, they'd have a price that they're paying you, you know your margins, and you can manipulate your margins as need be based on what prices you negotiate, but you've got a flat fixed price with us for your own private label version of our soft skills training platform? Based on what you're outlining.
Here's my next question. Mm-hmm. One of the other scenarios that we've played with on some of our other relationships was they already have a standard platform that's their own. It's mm-hmm. private label to them.
Yep.
And we are simply giving clients access at a preferred rate into their general platform.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we would want, I look at that as three different scenarios of pricing. So pricing, if we just give them access to your already branded environment, or us as our client, can you administer our pricing in that environment, number one. If we private label something and you URL it specifically to HXR, then that's number two. And number three is a fully customized, private labeled environment for them, the client, that you guys would be involved in.
Okay, to answer that first question, number one, absolutely. If they're just wanting to connect with Simply Success and receive a price much lower than our standard retail price, all we're doing then is giving you a customized promo code that they can use. Whereas if they would have come to us directly, they wouldn't have gotten anywhere close to these levels of prices that we're giving. We can give a customized promo code that gives them discounted pricing that they can then pass on to all of their employees. So that easiest thing to do. They're on our platform. That's easy. Second answer, absolutely, is another yes. Can we customize and create a private label portal for HXR? Yeah, of course we can. We can create a private label platform for you where you've got access to an extensive library of classes. You've got access to a lot of the things that we offer to our own clients. And then you've got the ability just to say, listen, HXR has a partnership with the largest, most respected soft skills training provider in the world. And we actually have the ability to provide you that level of training via our own portal. Does it add value to what you do? Absolutely, because the soft skills conversation is probably one you'll have more often than you want with every corporation you deal with. So yes, we do that for select customers. That's you paying us. And after you've paid us and you've paid your monthly fees per everybody that's on the platform, then that's all we're interested in. Whatever you mark the price up to is up to you. Your margins can be whatever you can negotiate. Then the final one, absolutely. Number three, could we create an environment where we could private label for another company? Yes, of course we can. We can private label for another company. The difference is our developers, our IT guys, all the people on our end would be heavily involved with that. And they would have, it probably would make more sense for them to sign a contract directly with Simply Success rather than contacting HXR every single time they had any prospective issues that would arise. So absolutely, that third one we could certainly do. What's best for you, if I were giving a recommendation, you as a company now, what's best for us obviously is always option number three. We've got direct access to the organization. We're communicating with them. We're facilitating their onboarding process. We can ensure their complete satisfaction a lot easier when there is no middleman, and there doesn't need to be one in that scenario. It just needs to be us paying you for referring that client. That's best for us all the time. What's best for you is option number two. Option number two would say that you had a private label portal. These people understood they had a relationship with HXR and they have their employees going here, taking these trainings. That's going to be best for you because you, of course, can control your margins and you can do the deals that you want to do. It's also the most expensive for you because we would charge your company for creating that private labeled environment. Those costs, depending on what you want to accomplish, we have to sit down and discover what exactly are you looking for in a private label portal. If you go to our private portal and you say, DL, I want exactly what that is. I want exactly that. And every time you upload new content, I want new content uploaded to my HXR portal. Every time you record a new podcast, I want one that's private label and has our intro in it, and I want that on the portal. Every time you guys put up a new blog, I want that blog modified to look like HXR, and it go up as well. And if there is a group that I can deal with, no matter who they are, I want to be able to have access to offer them these price points as long as I'm paying you every month. That's a setup fee, first of all, and that's what I've just described. That's going to determine what your setup fee looks like. That's a consultation. That's finding out exactly what you want to accomplish and exactly what you can, what you project in your space. That's a setup fee. Then there's a monthly fee for every single user on the platform, which that fee shouldn't hurt you at all because if there's a user on the platform, you should be getting paid from that user. So that is more of a pass-through amount. So we just got to sit down and discuss that setup fee and find out what it would look like for you to have access to do those types of things.
Okay. And if we did some sort of we did option two, because I'm thinking about time right now. Uh-huh. Part of this discussion is going to be time sensitive, and I don't know if we can get all the private branding and everything like that done fast enough to meet some of our clients' desires. So if we set up a promo code using option two via your standard access, if we use a promo code, can you put a price attached to that promo code that would then pay us back, so you would cut us a check?
Absolutely, of course.
The difference between whatever the promo value was and the value that you and I agree upon.
Absolutely.
Per month?
In every scenario, yes, standardly for our affiliates that work with our company, we typically will give them a 20% commission on everything that they refer to us, no matter what that deal looks like. So same token, we would do something a little bit more attractive for you because of the volume of clients you can bring in. But every time they paid, we'd attach a promo code to it. And yes, you get compensated every single time. And so that is the easiest, most cost effective. Now, just to communicate with you about the time, when it comes to putting together a private label platform, it doesn't take us an eternity to do that. If it is simply linking to your existing website and people log in and they hit a login button, it's going to transport them to a portal that we've customized just for you. Depending on the number of modifications, that could be between 2 and 4 weeks at the very maximum. Again, and depending on what you paid, if you paid for expedited services and we put it as a priority and we make sure that it's expedited, so you won't have a hold up on the IT side. Most of the time, if we're designing a whole website for you and doing a lot of those ancillary components that are not related to just our platform, then those things take a little bit more time. But in every sense of the word, depending on what type of platform you wanted and how complex or simple it was, at the maximum, high end, a month, low end, a couple of weeks, you're up and running.
Okay, well, we need to work through those details for sure. We may, depending upon what your pricing looks like, as opposed to us taking one course of action, we may be able to work with you guys to couple some of the things that we want to do into this private portal.
Yeah,
I've got some ideas of where there may be some things that you guys can do to help us there.
And then you fun. Absolutely. And then you then, Dean, would be able to directly offer promo codes to your clients because you know your price point with us. And if there was a client that saw standard pricing on your website and says, "Hey, Dean, I like that you've got this great corporate pricing, but our people may need, from our budget, we may need this." Then you'd have the flexibility on your end to say, you know what, we can do that, and then offer them different levels of discounts. You'd be able to do that internally. So we then would provide all the IT support to you for you to facilitate the needs of your client. Every now and then, there are going to be some clients that want private label portals, and at that point, a handoff is going to take place, and you won't make as much money from a standpoint of you're not controlling the price points like you would in option two. But you still make great money just by sending them that way. And of course, you be in the loop on in every aspect of the process. They're still your clients in our regard. And we're just providing a third party service that's a lot more hands on. And we would need to be able to spend a little bit more time with them on that.
No. I get that. And we would want that. And the other part that you mentioned very briefly, which is the onboarding process, I need to make sure that we still want to use your onboarding tools regardless of the process. You know, regardless of option A, B, or C, or 1, 2, or 3, we're still going to want to use the onboarding and informational tools that you have, I'm sure, perfected to communicate the value, the benefit, access, all of that sort of stuff that, at the end of the day, we want everybody to use this, right?
Yeah.
And benefit from it.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm excited about the opportunity of doing some work with you. And there are a lot of inroads that a lot of errors and omissions that we made in dealing with previous clients over the years that we've had in business that we've learned from. And like you say, we have perfected them. So in dealing with churches, in dealing with school systems, in dealing with organizations large and small, businesses of various sizes and scopes, we've run the gamut now. And we can certainly assist you in identifying those price points that typically will be appealing to various groups and be able to provide that same level of customer service that all your clients have come to expect from dealing with you.
Okay. Well, need to get those. I need to get down to the nitty and the gritty.
Okay.
So I need to get pricing. What you would like, you know, what you're going to propose for us for our markets, and I've shared with you the three markets that we're really going to go after. We've already got relationships in, so, and you even know some of our clients. So, I really need to get some pricing, and then I need to figure out how we can work together quickly and efficiently in order to, because right now we don't have, what we decided to do is to not promote us so much initially, and to get on a few of our major clients and get them on board first before we really go out and develop what you or I would consider our own HXR portal.
Yep.
So the potential short-term solution that I'm thinking we're going to do, at least for maybe an initial client or two, is going to be the one where we connect to you via a link that's going to go directly to your world, your already existing environment, and if we send you a client, and I'm going to call it an eligibility file for lack of a better term, with names of employees with an employer, and maybe their email address or their cell phone number or whatever, can you register them on your end and by us sending you that flat file and send them some sort of a welcome email or text message that says that, you know, they've been awarded these benefits and now have access to this program or this program at this pricing if it's a shared expense and they're paying some percentage of it. Can you do that right now?
Absolutely. The again, there's no shorter answer I can give you than absolutely. That happens in our space right now.
Okay. All right, well, let's work up some pricing on that, and then let's work up, at the same time, in parallel path, let's work up pricing on the HXR portal, and then I'm going to need some framework for discussions on customized pricing for clients' portals if everything has to be customized.
Absolutely.
And then the last question that I have for you is on communication. So if you guys are going to send an outbound communication saying that, you know, welcome to the let me see how do I say this so that's clear. I'm going to use AT&T again as an example. AT&T has their internal program for benefits and ongoing education, and it's called PALS.
Okay.
And it has a logo. Could you put that PALS logo on an outbound email welcoming them to your platform? So the platform itself is not private labeled. It's still labeled you all. But this outbound communication lets the employees know that it's attached to their benefits program. So it's theirs. And the reason that I ask that is real simple. Our experience, and maybe you've had the same experience, unless the people that you're sending these communications can relate to how it fits to them and that it's a benefit or it's a cost or they're just being spammed and marketed, depends on the reaction or action that you get back from them. So we're trying to let them know, and by putting something on that communicate, outbound communicate, that it is part of the company's program and it is a benefit that they get access to. Can you guys do that?
Yes, easily. We can definitely do that.
Okay.
And what we also do in our what we can do in this particular case, once we have had a consultation call, just to outline with you, and that may even be a face-to-face meeting, just to outline your specific needs, what you'd like to accomplish with the soft skills training platform, all those ancillaries, then we would discuss and finalize our pricing. The pricing to build your portal, number one, and then the pricing for standard setup fees that we would charge all your clients, which then would give you the ability to mark those fees up if you desire. We typically don't do a lot of marking up the setup fees because we just want them onboarded, and we make way more money, obviously, off of what they pay us every month. So we're more interested in getting the client onboarded.
Yeah. I want volume. I don't want to make a lot of money on the individual setup fees. That's why I'm trying to keep everybody to keep their setup fees low. I want to turn a lot of people. I don't want that to be a barrier to get a company on board.
Yeah, it's not a barrier to get a
company. I want their monthly participation.
Yes, that's exactly what we like. Now, again, expensive is relative depending on who you're talking with. And expensive is relative in our world as well. There are numbers that's why I won't throw any numbers out on the call today. We just need to sit down and find out exactly what you need. And then we just do here's the cost, here's the projected benefit based on what you're going to use it for. Most companies in our space don't do this at all. They just say, hey, here's our platform. Whoever you know, just send them our way. We'll give you a referral. We prefer to give you the power to have negotiating leverage inside of a meeting. And the best way to do that is have a portal that, and people feel like you've already customized, you've already done the headache, you've already done the work, and they're more inclined to use what you've got to keep that relationship. Well, we can do a press release that announces our partnership so that all the clients you're dealing with can easily see that there is a definitive relationship between Success Training Institute, Simply Success, and HXR. And once you're able to communicate to your clients exactly what you offer, then it opens up all kinds of doors, because the most sought after skill set amongst employers of all kinds right now is soft skills. So I say to people that we are in the same position that Forrest Gump was in when he had the only shrimping boat in Louisiana. Very similar to him right now. So we're in a very good spot. And there is no way.
I like to be associated with people in a good spot and people that I like too.
That's right.
We're into the bonus points already.
That's right. So there's no way. We don't have enough shrimping boats to get all the shrimp. And therefore, if we've got partners who also want a boat and they want to launch out, we want to help them as well. And we want to do everything we can to make it work. And so what we will find now, obviously the boat costs money and we got to figure that out, but we're flexible in a lot of ways, Dean. You'll discover that we have a heart for getting deals done. And even though, as I said before, we're large enough to turn deals down and large enough to do any deal we want to do, we find that happy medium to make sure that we can put together win-win scenarios for our clients and our partners.
All right, well then let's get at that meeting as quick as we can, Dale.
Okay, I'll have Chelsea shoot you an email and it'll outline the availability on my calendar for next week, and we'll see if we can sit down together.
I've got a couple of meetings next week that I'd really love to have this information for, only because we took the liberty of, I was just testing the waters. I really wanted to test the waters with some of these client meetings and find out how interested they may be. And I was kind of very pleasantly surprised, to your point, that there's a lot of people that are interested and recognize it as a real need. So all of that being said, we definitely want to push forward and let's figure out a way if we can do something together financially that makes sense, that helps us and we help you.
Okay, Dean, I'm looking forward to it, and we'll be meeting each other next week.